Here begins recitation of the heart word of the Avatar great sage Adidas Samraj. This is I Am One. From reality itself is the way. I am prior to all conditionality. Therefore, I am prior to the human sources that produced my own physical human birth. And I am prior to the deeper personality dimension associated with my divine avataric birth here. Nevertheless, my bodily human incarnation vehicle has certain characteristics associated with the physical conditions of my physical human birth, or the biological fact of my parentage in the West, and altogether the gross physical dimension of the circumstance of my incarnating in the West. And certain characteristics associated with the deeper personality associations of my divine avataric birth, which divine avataric birth was made possible by the perfect surrender to me as I am of the combined deeper personality vehicle of Swami Vivekananda and Sri Ramakrishna. During his lifetime, Swami Vivekananda went to the West and acted in such a manner as to intentionally cause his rebirth in the West. In a meeting with one of the Shankaracharyas in 1939, the year of my birth, Upasani Baba spoke explicitly about a non-Indian incarnation of the Divine, an incarnation to be born in the West. Both of these signs are indicators that there was a revelation force that had, up until that time, been associated specifically with India, which in effect had to globalize itself by including the West. However, to go to the West required more than what Vivekananda had done. To go to the West in such a manner as to truly include the West could not be accomplished by merely getting on a boat and traveling to the West and then speaking there about India's tradition of spiritual practice and realization. Rather, to truly go to the West required being born in the West and enduring the process of reawakening in the context of a Western birth. That is what has occurred in my case. Thus I am the fulfillment of Upasani Baba's prophecy. My incarnation is associated with and at its manifestation level effectively caused by the deeper personality that was also evident as Swami Vivekananda combined with Sri Ramakrishna's spiritual presence. Nevertheless, all the characteristics of both the gross physical vehicle and the deeper personality vehicle of my divine avatar incarnation here had to be transcended in my person, because I am prior to all of those conditions and causative forces. Fundamental to my divine avataric incarnation here is my revelation that the truth, which is divine, and which is reality itself, is not and must not be presumed to be culture-bound. The divine reality truth must not be tribalized. The divine reality truth must not be politicized. If my divine avataric incarnation here is acknowledged and understood, then it becomes perfectly clear that all tribalism is inappropriate. The tribal impulse in humankind is a profoundly negative influence. The tribal impulse in humankind is dissociative and divisive, and it has nothing to do with the divine reality truth. Vivekananda himself criticized religion and all the limiting dispositions that can be associated with religion. He had an impulse to teach a way that went beyond the tribalism of Indian culture, a form of Vedanta which he understood to be pure or free of tribalism. He understood what he called practical Vedanta to be a universal way that was not identified with Hinduism as a kind of insular or national religion. Nevertheless, Vivekananda still lived and worked in a context of a fundamentally Hindu understanding and practice. I have no such tribal context. The prior or intrinsic unity of humankind is the only and thoroughly inclusive context of my divine avataric incarnation here. Therefore, my divine avataric incarnation here is neither of the East nor of the West. My divine avataric incarnation here transcends all and includes all. My divine avataric incarnation here is a unique revelation, in which all the limitations of the past are priorly and perfectly transcended. Thus, the universalization of truth is fundamental to my divine avataric incarnation here, in the context of the prior unity that transcends all tribalism, all cultural limitations, all cultural identities, East and West. By means of my divine avataric incarnation here, the universal truth is available to all. All are called to me, and to the practice of the only by me revealed and given way of Adi Dham. My divine avataric incarnation here has been associated with an immense struggle of my own self-submission to humankind, because my divine avataric work is not merely about traveling from one cultural context into another cultural context, equipped with the textbook of a pre-existing religion. No, the way of Adi Dham had to emerge in my own person, in my own lifetime, under conditions that had to be transformed by my being utterly combined with them. Likewise, the deeper personality vehicle of my divine avataric incarnation here had to be transformed by means of my association with it. Fundamental to the disposition of Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda were certain limitations in point of view that are characteristic of the fourth and the fifth stages of life. Those limitations are not mine. But because of my association with that deeper personality vehicle, I was directly associated with those limitations and was required to pass through and transcend those limitations by the force of my prior realization. My prior state was the means whereby those limitations could be observed, understood, and transcended. My divine avataric revelation teaching takes into account the limitations of all of the first six stages of life, the limitations of all religious, spiritual, and transcendental traditions, East and West, Alpha and Omega. The divine truth that is reality itself is prior to all of that, and yet the divine reality truth does not exclude any stage of life, anyone, or anything. My divine avataric incarnation here is prior to all, and my divine avataric incarnation here is for all. I am beyond everybody's expectations. Yet I am exactly the one who has been expected by all. To truly accept me in my completeness, humankind must cease to view me through all the lenses that human tradition has designed relative to how the final divine appearance is supposed to look. All should accept what is prior to all. I exceed the limits of whoever comes to me. Therefore, everyone should come to me. In the years of my divine avataric self-submission, I have already gone to everyone. I have already been all over the earth. I have already done all that work. Such work is no longer necessary. Indeed, such work has been definitively shown to be fruitless. That effort of self-submission was part of what had to be transcended in the vehicles of my own divinely, avatarically incarnate person. The Alpha identity is not me, and the Omega identity is not me. Nevertheless, both characteristics have been born by me, entered into by me, endured, suffered, and transcended in me. Therefore, I bring a prior wholeness of disposition that transcends the limitations of both East and West. The East has its characteristic limitations, and the West has its characteristic limitations. Neither the East nor the West is whole and complete and absolute. The East and the West each make a certain emphasis that excludes the other. I do not and cannot make any emphasis that excludes any part of the whole. Everything and everyone is included in me, and yet everything and everyone is transcended in me. Such is the uniqueness of my divine avataric incarnation here. This has been I Am One, from Reality Itself is the Way. Here ends recitation of the heart word of the avataric great sage, Adi Da Samraj.